means that from that point, that's why he said, I found the raya for the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I found the raya for the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a separate institution of Ashras Shechina. The Rav one time mentioned that why is it that Hasinger doesn't have Kedusha and Har Maria does? Harabayas, because that which man is Makadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorsed it. But the fact that it was that Maamir HaSinai was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makadosh, so that doesn't remain Kadosh. It wasn't because of man's actions. Okay. And we mentioned that what is the Kedusha of Megosh HaShor HaShchino means that, in one sense, it means that there were special events that took place in the Megosh that didn't take place anywhere else in the world. And that's why, for instance, like the Sota, Isha Sota. So this was not Alpidar Hateva that she would die from drinking the Maya Mamar. No, she died, but the Gemara says that the Baal died. The Rama mentions it, and different things. Even the Rama, it's not a matter of debate or conjecture. It's mentioned in Halacha. You have in Perek Sheni from Milchus Tamidim Musafim, Mitzvah Sasei Luyos Eish Yikud Ala Mizbeach Tomid, Shenema Eish Tomid Tuk Ala Mizbeach. Afal Pisha Eish Yodom Min HaShemayim, Mitzvah Lavi Eish Min HaHegit. Okay? So Ashra Shechina involved certain events that took place in the Migdash. It didn't take place anywhere else. Yeah. Now, I found a raya for this from the... That from Avos Perakshishi, it says Chamisha Kinyanim Kunla Kadosh Baruch Hu Balama Ve'elohim Torah Kinyan Echad Shemayim Varetz Kinyan Echad Avram Kinyan Echad Yisrael Kinyan Echad Beis Hamikdash Kinyan Echad. So Beis Hamikdash Kinyan Echad. It means Torah Kinyan Echad means that Torah is a special entity that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, the entity of Chachmas Torah. The new creation didn't have to exist. Just because Shemayim Varetz existed didn't mean necessarily that the entity, the body of knowledge of Torah had to exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entity of Torah. So there's a kinyan of God's physical, natural world, and there's a kinyan of the world of Torah. And there's another thing. One of the five is you have Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a separate entity, is a separate kingdom, Klal Yisrael. And also you have Migdash. That's why Migdash is one of them. Because Migdash is a separate entity of Kedusha. It's a separate entity. It exists separately from all other existences. Because it's because of Ashur HaShchina. Ashur HaShchina. It's a different existence, a different entity. Okay, that's the right one for now. Interesting is the third one. The third one is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is a Kinyan Echad. Okay. I will we'll explain it hopefully after we do this area in Avos. So we're switching back to Avos now. We're in Avos Perek Hamishni. Mishnah Yudches. Kol Mazakas Rabbi. Okay? Okay. Mishnah Yuches. Okay, so you have to check out the answer over there, but I wrong. Yeah, I mean, of course, the Mishnah says openly, I saw Nisim Naslo Sin Vesim Migdash. Yeah. But the, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's in Halacha. It's in Halacha Tov. What? No. So it says, Tarshav Enosh Adak V'atam Ushu Neira means that even Ad Moves, Ad Misa, a person can still do Tshuva. So the Gemara says, what? Ad Lavacha. So the Gemara says that the Adaka means until his death. So the Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, that Elisha ben Avuya started to cry, and he was nifter. So Meir says, Zodiban came in, Dumani shall nifter me tachshuva. That's what the Gemara says. But that was the Machlokes. Okay. Oh, actually it gives you it's a whole different framework of tshuva. It's a whole different framework. It means in the tshuva, Lo Shiva Hashem, the Ram says in the first parak, has a different kind of importance. Okay, it's a metaphysical importance, besides a philosophical one. Okay? Now, what it means, now we understand what it means by Avram Avinu is one of the kinyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean Avram Avinu is one of the kinyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kinyon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entity, created a universe. That's kinyono. So it means that kinyonecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kone because he created it. Okay? Torah is another kinyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system of Torah that has nothing to do with the Briah Shemayim V'aretz, in essence, in terms of the essence of existence. It's a different system. God's system of perfection, halacha, the endless chachma. That's another kingdom. Klal Yisrael is also a kingdom. Because Klal Yisrael means there's a separate hashgacha for this ummah that doesn't exist for any other ummah, and it means that that's a new entity. It's a new entity. Migdash is a new entity too. But what does it mean Avram Avinu is a new entity? It means that Avram Avinu, because he was makir bora me'atmo, it means he was given a different kind of existence. Everybody in the world exists because it's God's will that the species should exist. That's why we exist. It's God's will that the species should exist, the species of man should exist. Avram Avinu existed because it was God's will that he should exist. Intrinsically. So that's what it means. That, and if you look at the pasuk, that's what James said. That's what Malki Tzedek said. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Konei Shamayim V'aretz. Just like God wants the universe to exist intrinsically, he wants Avram to exist intrinsically. That was the bracha that James gave Avram. That's why it says Avram Avinu was one of the five kinyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could a person be a kinyan? He's a kinyan in terms of the nature of his existence. Okay, I'll stop it. There's one thing I didn't finish up with. So what is the Mishnah saying here? The Mishnah saying is that since a person who's mezakes a rabbin, what does he mean mezakes a rabbin? It says schus a rabbin toli bo. So what does this person do? It means he increased the situation for the existence of the rabbin. That's what it means. Tzidkas Hashem also mishpatim Yisrael. Chotei machti as a rabbin is just the opposite. It means that he removed, he minimized the existence of other people. So that's why the onesh is precisely one. It means that if a person increases the existence of other human beings, if he's mezakas a rabbin, so his existence. That's what it means. Kedei shelo yehei hu b'gehen v'tamidu gan eden. That means he increased their existence. So his existence has to be increased. That's what the Gemara means in Yom Kippur. Okay? All right.